Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second, the left fielder, Rudy Law. Batting third, the right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth, the DH, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Luis Salazar. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Seaver. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second, the left fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third, the first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth, the DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Doug Loman. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Brian Giles. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. And now, play ball. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gantner. Law moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines takes first base on ball four. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Law scores. Baines moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. Baines scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gantner. Kittle moves to second. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball four. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is called out on strikes. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law bunts towards third. Molitor picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Molitor. Gielen moves to third. Law moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner strikes out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yount. Boston reaches second base with a double. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill bunts towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Boston moves to third. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Loman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boston tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3 to nothing, White Sox. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gielen strikes out. Schroeder drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gielen out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Lohman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schroeder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Lohman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lohman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lohman strikes out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schroeder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kittle strikes out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 2 in the game. Salazar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boston takes first base on ball 4. Salazar moves to second. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Salazar moves to third. Boston moves to second. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Giles. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Giles Steele second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman is 0-for-2 in the game. Loman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Law. Loman reaches second base with a double. Simmons moves to third. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Simmons scores. Loman moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schroeder takes first base on ball 4. Loman scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bob James now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salazar bunts towards the mound. Haas juggles the ball. That's an error on Haas. Salazar moves to second. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Salazar scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Haas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning pinch hits for Brian Giles. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molitor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Searage now pitching. Ed Romero now playing shortstop. Ben Oglavy now playing left field. Doug Loman now playing right field. Rick Manning and Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Cruz steals second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 4 in the game. Guillen bunts towards first. Cooper fields the ball and throws to Searage covering. Safe. Cruz moves to third. Tom Paciorek pinch hits for Rudy Law. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Fletcher now playing third base. Luis Salazar now playing left field. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper strikes out. One out. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy is 0 for 3 in the game. Oglavy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Loman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Loman for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.